Welcome to Morning Motivation with Gogo
and Natasha.
So happy you all are here. And wow, here we are again to talk about something amazing. What's the name of the topic today?
Today's topic is moment to momentum.
Ooh. You know, it sounds like one of those hot button topics that like the public speakers talk about in their speeches. You know, it has alliteration. And for those of you that don't know me, I love alliteration. Maybe because my name is Gogo and I have two G's in my name and two O's in my name. There's a lot of repetitiveness there. And so I love to moment to momentum. All right. I love it. And I'm here for it. Natasha, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm excited to be back in the booth. The last episode that we recorded, whichever one that was, we were playing these in whatever order. But the last one we recorded, we were amped. We were just pumped.
Yeah.
And then we're like, yeah, we're going to do the next one. And then like the next weekend came and I was just like flat on my floor, just like, all my energy was done. And I just realized, you know what, even though I would love to like keep going right now because of the momentum, like you could feel the energy pushing us forward, I was just exhausted. Ooh. So what do you do? What do you do when, like, that's a question that I have just there.
And you've already hit on something that you didn't know you hit on, okay? Because when you talk about momentum, you can have momentum in a certain particular part of your life, and another part of your life, there is no movement. And when it comes to health, the momentum of health from that moment of healthy eating, healthy living, to all those different things, and then you maybe go a little bit too hard, you overexhaust yourself, and so other parts of your life are thriving. And that happens a lot of times in the corporate workplace. They are killing it in the corporate world, but their personal life, their health, there is no movement there. There is no momentum there because there's no focus there, because there's no balance there. So how do we create a balanced moment to have balanced momentum? And that is the question that everyone deals with. And what you were experiencing, yeah, we had momentum going into this podcast, but Natasha needed to have some momentum in her health. Let me just rest a moment. I need to have momentum with rest. I need to have momentum with silence. I need to have momentum with peace. So I'm going to redirect my momentum energy so I can build up this certain level, and we're going to balance things out because that's how it works.
Woo! Come on! Oh my goodness. Okay, so I never heard of this term. Okay, sorry for anybody whose eardrums I split with my my yelling whoop. But this is exciting because I would have never placed the ideas or thoughts together of balance and momentum. That would never have crossed my mind to bring those two together, but it makes perfect sense in terms of where you place your focus is where it's going to get the most energy and where it's going to be the most positive in the movement. I'm trying to find the words for it, but you said all of it. I mean, you said all of it. And that was it. Like I needed a momentum of my rest.
Yeah.
My rest wasn't in a momentum. I was just going. And I just was like, no, I need to pause. I need to sit down. I need to have 15 minutes of meditation for 2 weeks.
Yeah. You know, because we have these extreme moments of positivity, of those type of things. But to live in that and to exist at that level, you have to figure out how you can balance that out. If you go into the gym every single day, you're eating right and all those different things, and then all your free time is at the gym, then what is being neglected? Maybe your social life. Maybe your friends aren't seeing you as much. Maybe your family's not seeing you as much. You have to just readjust. And it is okay to readjust your momentum because it's yours. Here's the thing. When you create the momentum that can be transferred, can't be created or destroyed, because you know how energy just transferred. You just transfer that energy to where you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to do that.
Yes. And something just came to mind as you were saying that, just the word energy, Because it is neither created nor destroyed. But I was thinking about the fact that it can feel like it's increasing. And maybe it's just your awareness of it being there that it begins to feel like it's increasing for you, right? Because there are
Absolutely.
times when I feel low energy, like how I described, I was just like flat on my floor, just done. I felt I had zero energy, zero reserves in the tank. But I still, the energy hadn't gone anywhere. I didn't destroy the energy. It was still there. I just needed to become aware that it was there.
Right. I mean, you just had transferred the energy to somewhere else. You have put it out into other areas, and you have to, okay, let me transfer. Let me get some of that back. Let me give some of that back. And that's literally what you were doing, and that is okay to do. And it's great to have that awareness, because some people don't have that awareness. And you only become aware when you are hit with a paradigm shifting situation where it's like, and your car's broken down and body's broken down, all those different things that force a stop to say, hey, the energy and what you transferred out needs to be transferred to somewhere else. That's not even the direction I was going into with this, but that's just what hit. I was like, ah, okay, it's what we're doing.
I'd love to know which direction you were gonna actually go on
I
this.
had like a linear thing of like, okay, you do certain things and you're creating the moment, and you create another moment, and then you create another moment, and then at least the momentum. It's kind of the whole analogy that they talk about in The Slight Edge of the wheel going down the hill. And like you're trying to push that stone, the stone down the hill. And those first couple of rolls, you're literally having to force it to for it to move. And then it creates a momentum and starts moving on its own. And so you don't know which push it was that got it to that moment of momentum where it's just flowing itself. So that when you have a goal or something and you're trying to create something and you see it happening, you don't know which of the task, the seemingly menial task, the seemingly small things that I did that got me there. And the truth of the matter is all those things put together to create that moment to momentum.
Right. You just framed it for us. And I love that image of each of those moments kind of building on one another. And you just don't know which one is going to be pushing you into that wheel finally getting into its own role on its own. You're no longer exerting as much energy for it to keep going, right? It just has its own momentum.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And just to remind everyone, we love the book Slight Edge. We talk about it a lot. If you don't know what it is, go check it out. We do mention it a lot
We do.
because we love it. We
Yes.
love
I mean, it
this
literally
book.
was a life-changing book. And I'm so happy that I got introduced to that. I believe I introduced you to it.
You
To that
probably
book.
did. And we've been talking about this book probably for 10 years.
Wow.
It doesn't get stale.
At all.
It's relevant. I love all of that. And just to add to that, because you did mention like the healthy living concept, Gogo, and it made me think of my own sort of healthy journey. I've started wanting to get into a rhythm of taking a daily walk.
Ooh.
And it was a little bit like bumpy to start with. Like I would kind of go like once a week, and then, I would go all out. I would go walk for, try to walk as far as I could. And then I would be sore for several days. And I'd be like, okay, I don't know if that's the right method. So then I finally like came to this realization, if I break this down into smaller walks each day, I'll actually start to be able to see that I'm hitting this goal, because I decided to use a walking app and then track how many miles I was walking. Just something I hadn't done before. But this was like, okay, let me try this. And I signed up for a few challenges. Okay, one of the challenges was a 10K challenge. So
Ooh.
by the end of the month, I needed to have walked 10K. And how was I going to get that done? It was my choice, right? It was just so much different having that goal than it was without it. Before, it was just, I'm just going to walk. I'm going to walk. But having the goal, suddenly it gave me that, okay, if I take one more step today, this is going to be adding towards this goal getting crushed at the end of the month. Yeah, I know there's a lot in there. Do you want to?
Of course. I mean, listen, you had just hit on something you don't even know you hit on, okay? Like, but whenever I say that line, you have hit on something you don't even know you hit on, that means an epiphany has dropped into my spirit and I'm about to share it. I didn't think about this until Natasha said it. And you have to ask yourself the question, where is my momentum moving towards? And if you don't have that goal, how can you direct your momentum? If you create all of this, whatever, whatever, where's it going towards? What are you trying to accomplish? It's great to have momentum, but to have directed momentum. Because if you're just doing a series of moments, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. What have you created? A smorgasbord of moments. No momentum really is created there because you don't have a goal to go towards. It's almost like driving a car, making left turn, making a right turn, making left turn, making right turn, making left turn, going straight, backing up, making another left, going straight, backing up, making right, two rights, making left. Where are you going? Where's the goal? And you can just be making this progress, going in a certain direction, but you don't know where you're going. So what is it really adding to your life?
Exactly, exactly. And you know, if you're listening today and you feel, if you've ever felt like that, if you feel like that today, where am I going in my life? This is why we're talking about this. We're talking to you.
I hope you're listening. Because we so often, every day, we wake up and we go to sleep. And between when we wake up and we go to sleep, we've done a series of things. In that day, can you identify stuff that you're doing that's moving you towards something that you want to be doing? And also, for those people that don't know what they want to do with their life, just figure out what you want to do with your day. Start there. Figure out what you want to do with the next hour. Start there. The next minute. The next second. Break it down and make it achievable for you. Because you being intentional, what you're creating is intentional momentum with whatever it is that you're doing. And that's going to just lead you to the next thing and the next level of discovery. Because I think about my goal of wanting to become an actor, when I first got the little bug that hit me when I was 14, I think about all the things that led to that moment of discovery. And it was because I got involved in course. I got involved in speech and debate, all those different things. I enjoyed doing those things. So my momentum leading thing was like, I'm going to do things I enjoy doing. I like to speak. I like to sing. And it led me to this thing of acting. Oh, wow. I really like this. And now I directed my entire life to go in that direction. And now I have these offshoots, doing voiceovers, doing podcasts with Natasha, all these different things that are happening now because of that one moment of epiphany, of discovery, to then lead me to the next moment to create the momentum that has been my life.
Come on. Yes. Yes to all of that. That is, I'm so glad that you broke that down. And because it can feel overwhelming sometimes. You look at where somebody else is on their journey and you think, well, how does me deciding to do this one thing in over the next course of the hour, how is that going to change my whole life? And the moment, where's the momentum going to come from? You just break it back down to the most simple thing and stay with it. I wanted to add in something that's also related to this walking that I was talking about a moment ago. And it's exactly what Gogo just shared, which is about setting a specific measurable goal daily, or you could break it down, you know, to even less than that, but also daily and monthly. And what this actually does is something very powerful for your health in that it's boosting your dopamine levels. Instead of like getting the dopamine from scrolling on your phone, when you're setting that specific measurable goal, you're actually giving yourself that reward hormone and increasing your happiness. Mm. And I got this tip from Dr. Rob Carpenter of the 48 Laws of Happiness. It's a wonderful resource, and you'll find a lot of great tips and hacks, life hacks like these. I feel like that one really relates to what we're talking about today, about from moment to momentum, really setting those specific measurable goals. This one was, he was talking specifically about exercising. And I saw this like when I was like, okay, I'm setting the goal for the 10K this month. And it is actually making me feel more confident. It's making me feel better knowing, hey, I worked and chipped away at something that I want to do. And just having that goal, it just completely changed my mindset. And no longer was I just wandering around in a vacuum. I was like, okay, I'm working towards this. Now I've upped my goal. I've upped my goal to 75K.
Wow.
Whether I'm going to achieve that this month or not, I just really don't care. I'm just like, I know I'm working towards it. I'm going to see how much I get done this month. And then I'm like, okay, I can regroup and see what would I need to adjust in order to reach that goal. And my mind was actually working on that this morning before we came into the recording booth today. I was working him out in my mind. Okay, well, if I walk 2 miles every day, I'll hit 60 miles, right? I haven't worked out how much the difference is between kilometers and miles. I haven't worked out the conversion, but at least I know that's 60 miles right there. Is right. Let me do the conversion real quick.
Yeah. While you are finding that, I was interested in you describe what dopamine does. And I wanted to get like the full definition. Dopamine is responsible for allowing you to feel pleasure, satisfaction, and motivation. When you feel good that you have achieved something, it's because you have a surge of dopamine in the brain. And if we can create these dopamine surge moments by setting these goals, and that's why they talk about, Natasha talked about it before, making your bed, that feeling of achievement in the morning, when you work out in the morning, you start your day with a win. Start your day with the win, okay? And for some people, that may be getting your kids ready for school, going to school, wow. Win already happening. Making food for your spouse or your loved one. Making food for yourself. Just making food. Hello? Okay. Start your day off with a win. And that creates the moment. That's the first moment. So here's the other piece that we haven't really touched on is momentum can be achieved positively or negatively.
Rewind. Let's drop that again for him, Gogo. Let's hit him with that again.
Hit him with that again. Momentum can be achieved both negatively and positively. Which one do you want? And that's why people, there's so many books out there that say you are responsible for your life. Because the things you're doing in the moment are creating the momentum for your life. The momentum of mediocrity, the momentum of madness, the momentum of motivation. I threw them M's in there just for y'all, okay? I had to M it up.
I enjoyed all of that. I enjoyed it. I'm right here.
But yeah, what kind of momentum are you creating? People that go visit financial planners, financial counselors, they start, okay, let's see what you're spending every day. And you start seeing the momentum you're creating in your finances. Oh, I'm creating momentum of debt. I'm creating momentum of instability. Because I'm spending money doing X, Y, and Z when I need to be doing A, B, and C. Listen.
Yeah.
We're going there today.
We're going all the way in. If you didn't know when you came into the episode, now you know. We all the way in.
We're not playing with y'all today. All right?
No. I did find out that conversion, by the way. I converted the 75K. It's 46 miles. Like just about over 46 miles. So I could easily hit that with what I was talking about, the 2 miles per day. Look at me. I'm still back on my goal. I'm so excited about this goal of walking. Come on.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Wow.
And here's the thing. Before, I used to make excuses. Okay. I used to make excuses. Okay. I can't walk. It's too hot outside. But guess what? My resistance, I met my resistance, right? I've been reading a lot of different materials this year. Some I've already read before. I reread them so I could really go deeper with it. And one of them is a book. Oh, let's see if I can. I'm going to remember the title and I'll share that with you all in a minute. But the point of it was, is that you meet your resistance, and your resistance, it lies. It lies to you. And it tries to, it's not because it's mean or horrible or nasty. It's just trying to keep you comfortable and safe.
Right.
Being comfortable and safe does not push you towards your goals.
And what you hit on was actually super deep, because you were saying how it creates resistance, lies to you, and wants to keep you comfortable and safe. And here's the thing about resistance. Because of your habits, your resistance is formed in around those habits. So if you're in the habit of waking up every day, exercising, one of those things, then you will create resistance, or like anti-resistance to actually, they're like, you need to go to the gym. Like, you can actually train your mind that your resistance actually works for you, because you've created this habit of doing this thing. It keeps you in the box you've created. That's what resistance does. And when you're trying to break out of that box, that's when you'll meet that resistance. But if you already created a box of healthy living, like, I have friends that are like, if I don't go to the gym at least 5 times a week, I'm going to feel bad. If I don't go to the gym 5 times a week, I'm going to feel just fine, because my box of resistance is different from theirs, because I've created a different lifestyle. I should go to the gym more. Okay. I'm a note to self, go to the gym more. But you create the resistance type based on the moments and habits that you're living in. Millionaires and billionaires, they have resistance to being broke, okay? It's like, I'm gonna create another business because I need some more cash flow to go. I'm gonna buy another house. I'm gonna rent that piece out because I need another. They're in that mindset. We all have those different resistance modules that are there that keep us in our bubble. And when you create that bubble that you actually want to live in, resistance will keep you there if it's a good bubble. And if it's a bad bubble, resistance will also keep you there. But it's your job to break through that. Because I think Will Smith, he talked about it. I act like I'm broke. I'm not paraphrasing, because, you know, some of the things that he, you know, does and how he lives his life, he still has that mentality. Oh, okay. I don't know if I'm going to have another job. You know, so he uses that resistance in that way to motivate him to, oh, I don't want to go back there. So, okay, let me do something else. He's pushed himself to this level. Obviously, he has more money than he needs now, but he has that mindset in there that keeps him going. Now, is it healthy or not healthy? That's a whole other conversation, but that's what keeps him going, so he doesn't have to go back to what he used to know.
And thank you for that. Thank you for that, Gogo. I just found the title of the book that I was touching back into, which was The War of Art, Stephen Pressfield, another classic for your bookshelf. Check it out. It is where you meet resistance and you learn all about all the tricks it will throw at you. And what I love about what Gogo shared is that, yes, you can turn your resistance into your strength. You can turn your resistance into energy put towards your momentum in the next direction that you want to go. But it will take a focus of mine and intentional, just, this is what you want to do, because it will mess with you.
Yeah.
It's strong. It's strong and as smart as you are, and will find all sorts of ways. Also, you can stay in bed a little longer and sleep in. It's okay. You don't have to make your bed today. Oh, you don't have to actually leave your exercise clothes out ready for you to put them on as soon as you wake up because you want to go walking this morning. You don't have to set that out tonight. That's okay.
And you just hit on something. And you don't even know what you hit on. Okay. Accountability is the counteract to resistance. So when you have a group of people around you that are pushing you, holding you accountable for the things that you said you're going to do, that will push you past that moment of resistance. When we're talking about that bad resistance, what's your circle doing for you? How are they building you up? Because we have, me and Natasha have this accountability to do this podcast. We decide when we're going to meet and do this podcast. And outside of any big thing happening, we're going to meet for this podcast and make it happen. So that accountability, any resistance I may receive, I don't know if I feel like doing stuff today. Man, I could just go lay in my bed. Accountability kicks in. Hey, but you said that you're going to do this and you're a person of your word. You're a person of integrity. So you need to show up. Okay, now I'm here. Accountability is the countermeasure to resistance.
Drop in another buzz quote that's a quotable.
That's it.
Accountability is the countermeasure to what?
Resistance.
Here we go. And you know what you mentioned, Gogo? I was feeling a little bit like, I could just sleep in, you know, I don't have to really get. It's like, no, you made the commitment. It's on the schedule. We said we were going to be here. You can do this. You've done this like how many weeks in a row now? We can do this. We can figure it out. And once I get into the booth with Gogo in this podcast, I feel amazing. And that's the dopamine hit for me.
Hey,
that keeps me coming back.
Yes. There is an expectation of motivation. Like I just expect to feel better. And therefore I do. I walk into these podcast recordings knowing I'm going to feel great. Knowing I'm going to get some downloads from Infinite Mind. Okay. And it comes and it's beautiful. I'm so grateful for it because having this accountability has accountability creates so many things. It has countermeasure accountability, you know, right there that can really push you to the next level because when you're around people that have your best interests at heart, that want to see you win, that are excited for your wins, it creates an environment where creativity can flow and the different areas of your life can flow. And what it does is it creates momentum.
If you are in a moment right now where you're not sure what the next step is, what would you suggest, Gogo? Can you give the people any sort of suggestions? Because I've been in that place before where it's like, I don't really know what to do next.
I always, now this is my unprofessional opinion, because I didn't train in momentum creation. I just live it. So this is what I do. I find joy. Where can I find the joy in the situation? Look for the joy and go towards the joy. Because essentially you want to be happy. No one wants to not be happy. So do things that make you happy. If you don't know what the next moment is that you want to step into, well, you know, I like to go exercise, or I like to talk to my friends, or I like to, you know, just go step into something that makes you happy, that brings you joy, and do more things that bring you joy. So because I played tennis, that's how I got my commercial agent, because of someone that I met on the tennis court. So me doing something that I enjoyed doing created momentum in another area of my life because of that, because I started with joy. I didn't go into it with like, I'm going to play tennis. I'm going to meet someone on a tennis court that's going to help me in my career. Now, I don't know what voice that was, but you know, I don't know what character that was. But you know, the character that's the character of manipulation. I'm going to do this thing right here. And then I'm going to find somebody and they're going to make me a commercial actor. And
that is the voice of manipulation, yeah, right, the voice there. Of manipulation
right there. I enjoy playing tennis. And I freely talked about the other parts of my life and the connections happened.
Right.
And that's how I got to the next level. So the next step is look for the joy in the moment. Mm. If you're working a job that you don't like, you better find the joy in the moment. Maybe yes. You like putting the creamer inside of the coffee. That brings you joy because something about the creamer, when it changes the color in the coffee, visually just stimulates you. Maybe that's the joy you need to pull from. That little moment. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about because y'all seen it. When y'all pour a little creamer inside the coffee and it just turns a little bit lighter. Everyone knows that's ever drinking coffee with creamer knows that's what it does. You're aware of that. I'm not even a big coffee drinker, but even I know about that. So when you find those moments to really hang on to, because sometimes your life may feel mountainous and you might have this mountain of things you need to deal with. And it used to be a molehill, and now it's metastasized into something greater. Let me find the moment of joy. Whenever I feel not great, I call somebody. I like talking to people. I'm extroverted. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're introverted. And then you go read a book. You find your joy. Imagine just before you go to work, pull out a book, read a paragraph. Just a paragraph, you know? And like that little paragraph will carry you through the day, okay?
And it's a moment.
It's a moment.
One moment. I love all of that, Gogo. Just what you shared, of course, it triggered my memory of during a time when I was not enjoying a job that I was doing because it was something that I had chosen at one point in order to support myself in my own acting career. And I thought, hey, this is not where I wanted to be. This is not where I envisioned. And I was just turning it into this whole negative thing. I was talking about it with my friend, and he reminded me that, hey, you have a choice in this matter, how you approach your day when you're doing this work that you've chosen to do. Because there was a choice that was made at one point. I chose it. I signed up for the job, yeah. And I was like, hey, I want to do this. So why am I now turning this into something that is negative? Well, I decided in that moment, I'm going to turn my thinking around. And every time I get to do this job, I'm going to focus on every good thing that is happening. And I'm going to be grateful for everything that is happening because I chose it. And guess what? The job started to be more fun.
Wow.
Things started to shift. In a very short time, I was no longer needing to do that job anymore at all. It just faded away of its own accord. And I'll never probably do this job again, and I won't need to. Now, if I had not taken that sort of approach of each moment in this day, because the day was 8 hours, right? It was 8 hours of a whole day. And from beginning to end, it could have been a really torturous experience. I've experienced those torturous days. I'm going to tell you all what the job was. It was substitute teaching. And it wasn't easy. It is not an easy job. And if you focus on the negative, you will find the negative wherever you go. And it wasn't that I didn't enjoy it. It was just because I wanted to be doing something else. I wanted to be acting, right? That was my goal. That was where I wanted to be. But somehow I found myself in a place of feeling like I needed to earn income through this line of work. And I don't know, raise your hand if you've ever been in a place where you've needed or felt like you needed to earn income in a particular type of way. And it can feel like you're trapped there. And especially if you don't, you feel like, well, I would rather be doing something else. But hey, what Gogo just shared, it just reminded me of our choice in each moment that we're inside of any sort of situation where we feel like, hey, I don't really want to be here. You can choose to find the joy wherever you can.
Right.
Like for me, okay, one example is I would choose to find the joy in saying good morning to my students. I would get to know all of their names. I mean, I always did this, but I would get to know all of their names, and I would make a point of addressing all of them by their names and knowing their names by the end of the day. Do you know how difficult that is to do? 30 to 35 new names.
Wow.
Each day, and treat them all as individuals and not just a group, because yeah, that's a whole thing. But just doing that, just saying, you know what, I'm going to make this into a game. I'm going to make this into something that I enjoy. I'm learning about each of these individual people. And I used to do this, and I just had somehow gotten off track and forgotten about that. And I said, no, let me come back to that. Let me come back to the version of myself that enjoyed getting to know people. I enjoy this. So let me return to that version of me that finds the joy in this. So yes, all of what you said, Gogo, it just resonates so deeply with me.
Wow. And you really talked about switching your mindset. And there's a term that came to me, gratitude initiative. And when you have switched the dial tone, switched the frequency on how you see things, and you've initiated gratitude, and that has shifted your life. You changed the moment. You went from woe is me to woe that's me. Oh, how?
Come on, let's go. Woe is me. To whoa, that's me.
Hey, Okay. Come on. And you showed up. You showed up for yourself. Energetically, it just moved you into a different direction. And that's how it works. Oh my goodness, that was amazing. Thank you for that share. That was amazing.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for everybody for listening to the stories.
Absolutely. And this is what Morning Motivation is about. We don't know necessarily where it's going to go, but we are along for the ride. And I think that's what makes this podcast really cool, is that, you know, we have a direction. Hello, we have a goal. And we just go on that journey towards that. And you are on the journey with us. Thank you for being on this journey. This has been another great episode of Morning Motivation with
GoGo
and Natasha.